got a couple of big meets this week, but you're coming off. I know didn't have everybody there for the Hayner invite, but still looking at the times and the marks, you still had some kids do some great things at that meet, didn't you?
We really did, yes. We were short 10 individuals at that meet due to state FFA. But we still, we put up some good numbers. I mean, a lot of personal bests. Of course, it was only our second meet of the season. But a lot of personal bests from the Wilcox-Hildreth meet into that Lee Ray Hayner invite there in McCook. And so we were pleased overall with all the performances.
Now this one, hopefully this week, you've got FBLA kind of going on a little bit this week. You could have everybody back or missing a few this week as well.
This week, it's just FCCLA for tomorrow at Dundee County. We'll be missing Brenna Detterding and Corey Keppen. So that's going to hurt a little bit. They're major point getters for us. So only two. So we're almost full strength.
Yes, talk about those two young ladies. Those two are really off to great starts in their respective in those distance events, aren't they?
They really are, and not very many girls are going to outwork Brenna Detterding and Corey Keppen, and they put in the effort. So, for example, Brenna was down there at State FFA, but she made sure that she got her fellow distance runners with her, and they did a workout every single day while they were out down there. In Lincoln, just to try and keep the mileage up so they didn't take any days off, and met on Saturday to do a little workout too, to kind of make up some workouts. And so there's very few that will outwork those girls right there, and their times show it. They've been doing wonderful.
I know another bright spot. How about Erin Johnson in the high jump the other day going 5 feet? You got to be happy for her.
Oh, I'm really happy for her. And she has been, like Rich, she's been hurt most of the season. We really haven't ran her, and really we have not jumped her yet this year. She's kind of got a pulled groin that we've been kind of babying along here. And so actually McCook was only the third time she'd ever jumped over a bar yet this season. So I was really impressed with that 5 foot that she got that. And so we have a lot of technique stuff we can still work on with her. So I'm very hopeful that we have more than 5 foot in us.
I know some others, Jolie Farr in the sprints off to a good start. Just a sophomore, she's really, picking up where Paige Sickles was for you last year, and some good early marks for you.
She really is, and I think the thing for Jolie is she just matured a little bit. Weight room has really helped her, too. Again, she puts in the effort in those sprints to be good at them. She's really knocked some time down from last year. Times this year are placing her consistently in the 100 and 200. And we're looking at her for that 4x1 or 4x4 relay right now too, because she's just so strong, and so she's going to get that 400 time down for us as well.
And I know those Kent sisters off to not a bad start either. Jalen and what she does, and JC doing a little combination of some hurdles and some throws. So those two, I'm sure, looking at some bigger marks and times coming up here this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, JC has also kind of improved in speed, which is kind of ironic for a senior, but she has also gotten a little bit faster this year. But we had graduated, of course, Skylar Hoberty in the shot put, and so we were just trying some new people, but she threw 3 feet further from first meet to second meet in that shot put, and that's coming along. She has had a personal best in that triple jump up there at McCook as well, and those 100 hurdles. So, and she's been very helpful this year, filling in the spot in that 4x1 relay for now. I'm not sure if we're going to keep her there. I don't know what I'm going to do with that relay, but she is doing a wonderful job filling that right now. And Jalen, it's just a matter of trying to find what event will work best for her, because she could do a plethora of different events in place for us, but it's just trying to find what's going to work best for the team as far as pulling some points. But and then, Brielle Miller, we call her our relay specialist again. Another senior that you know as well as I do, sometimes those girls, they get to be seniors, but no, her times are just as well this year as they have been in the past, and so she's doing a really good job for us too.
On the boys' side, great start for the Trompke boys. Hey, let's Carson really taking off in the mile and 2 mile. Those are really good times early in the season.
They are. They're really good times early in the season, and it's going to be exciting because he's going to be pushed throughout the whole course of his season too, which is nice. You need that competition to get better. And so it's good to see there for Carson that he's going to have that competition in the mile and the 2 mile, for that. And of course that 3,200 relay team that they run on. But, and Jackson, we've kind of pushed him more. He runs a really good quarter for us. And so I think the open four and the 4x4 will be good events for him, and he does really well with his 200 as well. Again, brothers, but different, completely different event. One in the sprints and one in the distance. So, but yeah, that has. And you know, Hunter Perks this year, he's a junior. He does shot and disc, and he triple jumps for us. And he also, he's kind of like JC. He kind of fills in that 4x1 when we need him, because he doesn't have blazing speed, but he has good speed. And so we've been using him there, and his performances are really dropping as well for us.
And same kind of goes, Ben Hobertine's is kind of the same way, isn't he?
Yeah, Ben is. I mean, he can fill, you know, three different field events for us and all three jumps. He does well there. But the kid, I think I'm going to try and get him on the track a little more, because he has also gotten faster this year. His stamina is better this year, so we're going to try him maybe here in a few more events on the track to see if he can maybe help with those relays as well. Wyatt Jackson, you know, he wasn't going to go out this year. Talked him into it again, and he is running phenomenal for us as well for the events that we have him entered in, and that 400 and the 800, and then, of course, he also helps up both of those relays. He's been working hard in practice and doing well. And, you know, you have some freshmen coming in. Braden Miller is helping us fill a lot of spots, and Brady Allmeyer as well. They're running really well in their respective events. So we just need to get Gavin Gunderson healed back up and get him to running again. Tate and Kepin, of course, is always, you know, in those sprints, he's a good 2-4 runner for us, and he also long jumps. And they're just, they're all piecing it together for us here, and we can't wait for the rest of the season.
I know you have to split things up a little bit with two meets in 3 days, and that's always kind of a chore. You don't want to overload everybody, but you'll compete in both. And I know you're looking forward to your Donstein invite. The temperature's slowly starting to warm up each and every time. I look at that forecast, 55 on Thursday, and with not a lot of wind, you'd take that day, wouldn't you?
I would take that day any day with the practices we've had yet this year. So, you know, it is. And we have, of course, meets on Tuesday and Thursday of this week. And the only reason is that our Donstein invite that we host here is usually on Saturday, but where it fell on Easter this year, we had to move it to that Thursday. So it won't always be this way. But, you know, I'm going into these two meets looking at it. We really need I'm not really going to go lighter with the kids because we're still trying to get in shape. So I think, you know, doubling up like this probably isn't a bad idea back-to-back and really work them hard a couple meets this week, you know, if nothing else, versus some conditioning. Their performances might suffer just a little bit because of it, but I think in the long run, that conditioning factor will help us more than it will hurt us. But, yeah, two meets this week, and then going into Easter break.
Exactly right. And your invite, boy, this is a lot of teams. I'm counting 3, 6, 9, about 13, 14 teams. Some bring their JVs. So I think with McCook, with Lexington, teams like that. But Cambridge and Chase County comes over. You know how good Chase County is again this year.
Yes, they are. And they also have just a plethora of entries. Of course, they have large teams. And so we do allow, you know, varsity and JV. So you're allowed, you know, 6 competitors in every event. And I think they filled quite a few events with 6 competitors in every event. So it's going to be a good day. We do have, I believe, 12 teams coming that day. And so it's going to be a good competitive day on Thursday here in Cambridge.